on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for February 8th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How are you doing, Chantel?
How am I doing? Well, when I was watching the feeds yesterday, I was so excited to be talking about this episode and the feeds. And I was like, oh my God, it's like probably the best episode of the season, the best day of feeds. And then it all changed. So there's things to talk about, but it's kind of like a lead up to my sadness.
Yes, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Celebrity live feeds. It was day 13 in the house. And if you only rely on these updates for your feed info and you don't really look at Twitter, you may have listened to yesterday's update, watched the episode, and been like, yep, makes sense. Oh. However, there's a whole story arc. There's a whole rise and fall that you were not a party to that we are going to reenact here on today's update.
Oh, it's going to be so sad, though, because what was happening and being created was so exciting. And like, I was like nervous and excited and screaming. And yeah, like I was really in it. And then it all just was for nothing. I was so excited for nothing.
All right. Well, let's talk through what happened with the nothing. So the night before, on day 12, I had mentioned that that Todrick and Misha had been pushing again for Kirkpatrick to nominate Carson. And in that conversation, Todrick came out and said, like, I don't want to target Mariah myself. Misha pointed out it's primarily because that she represents the Asian American community and that he wouldn't want to do that. And then he kind of was like, well, let's not be too hasty here in front of Kirkpatrick. But Kirkpatrick was very visibly uncomfortable with the whole situation. Then here on day 13, again in the morning, first thing in the morning, Misha is talking to Kirkpatrick yet again, and he's trying to like lay down the law, and she is continuing to be like, but Carson really though should be your target. And he is not having it. He's not pleased.
Well, nobody really wants their agenda to be pushed and not be heard, especially when you have the power this week. And he kind of went against what he wanted to really do. Like he wanted to keep Teddy last week. And so our last cycle. And so the fact that, you know, they said like, oh, you can get Mariah next week. And we also still don't know what has happened between them to make him like be so, you know, dead set on taking out Mariah. It's just like, it was just uncomfortable to watch them keep on pushing for something that he didn't feel comfortable with doing and not supporting him on what he wanted for his HOH. So it was just pretty frustrating to hear that the only thing that was really coming out of her mouth the whole time was just like, Carson, 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 Carson. It's like season six all over again. Janelle. I'm just like, she hasn't done anything. Carson hasn't really done anything to prove that he's such a threat.
She's like Chappelle with tomatoes.
Exactly.
Tomato. Kirk is going to go up to Shayna and he tells her about the conversation with Misha and he says, I am putting Lamar on the block if somebody comes down. That is the plan. But wait for this. And this is the start of Kirkpatrick. I'm going to call it big POV energy he has. He hasn't won it yet. But he's feeling it. And so he is like, so listen to this. She's like, you're making me nervous. He's like, you should be nervous. Do you want to go up on the block on Friday? No. Well, you and me are going up on the block on Friday if I win the POV. Why? Because if I win the POV, hear me out. I'm going to approach Catan and I'm going to say, hey, if I save you, then will you vote with me? And then I'll take him off the block and I'll put Todrick up and we'll send Todrick out. Boom!
I was like, oh my goodness. And Shayna's into this. And I'm like, you know, she's kind of been dropping the seeds. Like she wants to have, you know, what's her name?
She's like, Misha, yeah.
Yeah. He wants Misha to go out. Like she wants that, but like, he knows that like Kirkpatrick does not want that to happen at all. So she's delighted with this being the potential like backdoor plan. And so I was elated. I was like, oh my God. Is this really what's happening? No, he's just teasing me. Is this happening? Oh my God, no, he's teasing me. And so this is the beginning of my excitement.
Yes, she starts counting votes. She's like, yeah, well, so we'll have Tana. I think also Lamar will do what we want. And he's like, no, Lamar will do what Misha wants. She says, no, I mean, I think he'll do what we want. No, Lamar will do what Misha wants. Lamar will do what Cynthia and I want. Lamar will do what Misha wants. Either way, we'll have the votes. Okay. Yes, exactly. Man, but Misha, she's going to take a right cross to my head, though. She's not going to be happy with me. And Shayna's like, yeah, but she'll only have Todd. And he's no. She'll only have me. Oh, yeah. She'll only have you. I'm completely loyal to Misha, says Kirkpatrick, as he talks about taking out Todrick. Right. Yes.
I mean, I think that he thinks that because he's protecting Misha, that like he's not betraying her in any sort of way. But I mean, I didn't mind him still being delusional about this. I was like, if you just go through with this, you think you're still going to have Misha on your side. I'm totally fine with this. Like, go down that road. That'd be perfect. Please. Thank you.
Yeah. So Shayna is very pumped about this. I said yesterday, on the update that, you know, the thing I'm looking for Shayna is for her to be able to start pushing for her own agenda to happen. And this is something that I thought would be really, really great for Shayna. Because it's not like Carson is suddenly going to be off the radar if they make this move. With Misha, she still will have to contend with Carson. She'll still have to deal with Kirkpatrick. She'll have to deal with Shayna. She'll have to deal with all of these people, even if she does win the next HOH. So she's pumped about this and, she's like, yes, this is great. You know what? Last night, Misha was literally feeding Todrick. She was feeding him. He's like, what do you mean feeding him? Feeding him with a fork. And he's like, wow, oh yeah, they're so close.
That is really close though. Like what you feed, like your child, like you feed your lover. And so in those, both of those like dynamics or you're a caretaker. And so there's like a very close connection if you're feeding somebody in this way. And so I would be clocking it as like their relationship is getting a little bit more intense, deeper.
I can't say that I remember the last time I've been fed. Man, like people have like handed me a fork to try something, but that's not like I'm gonna feed you multiple scoops with this fork.
Was it sensual? Like I like. Just, anyways, I can't even think about it.
I mean, he's got a crush. There's also a funny bit here. This is Shayna talking like a regular Big Brother player. She's like, okay, well. What I want you to do, Kirkpatrick, is I want you to really start working on your relationship with Catan. Start developing that so that you and him have like a good relationship. And then if we need him for a move or for something like this or in the future, then we'll have him. And I'm like, good job, Shayna, sending him off to do some work. Kirkpatrick's response, I already have. That's what I've been doing. Duh. I've already talked to Catan about this. No.
well, and like it's really interesting with Kirk is that he thinks that he's doing everything, but he actually hasn't been doing that much. He didn't really give him the heads up, which I think would have been a really great way to build that relationship and be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking, you know, with things that have been going on in the house, like, and I feel like you're the best person to put up. And so that makes sure she goes home and like at least kind of soften that blow a little bit. I haven't seen him really have that many conversations with Catan. I know maybe discussions about Todd, but like not in the sense that like he has him like this. So it's just, it's very interesting that he's not sure of his connection really.
He's going to have a conversation with Catan a little bit later, and it's going to be interesting. So in the meantime, all of this is happening. Carson and Cynthia are going to solidify, lock in their final two with their pinkies.
I love this. Yeah. I really did. Like, I mean, I already kind of related Carson to Janelle, but like, you know, they're just like on an island or the pink room by themselves. And they're just like, you know, I'm not going to throw anybody. I'm not going to do anything to try to get you out. I'm working with you. What I say to you is what is the truth. And like, they're just having like an honest conversation that like two friends that are now becoming really allies and strong allies. And I love hearing also that like Cynthia is learning how to play the game a little bit as well. She's like, yeah, I just didn't really expect people to say one thing and do another. And she's like, I'll never do that to you. And so I just love this conversation and their little pinky swear. And I'm like, while Carson's holding his retainer, it's like, oh.
They also talk about how Misha is the problem. They think if they can get Misha out, then they think that changes the whole game and that Todrick mm-hmm. will come back to their side, which is honestly not impossible. But that's kind of their plan, their idea. They would love to take out Misha if possible.
I mean, wouldn't we all? and I think that it's because Cynthia still, she mentions that she still really likes Todrick and she's still really, and Carson does as well. And so she doesn't want to give up on them having a relationship in the house and potentially working together. And so they're thinking that Misha is the problem here. Like Misha gets his attention. Misha is an athlete. Misha he's enamored by and maybe has a crush on. And so if Misha's out of the equation, like, who is he going to come to? Like, I think that he could potentially come back to them. So I think it's a pretty decent read and I would want to get Misha out as well.
Yeah. Kirkpatrick wants Todrick out so that he can be close to Misha, and Carson and Cynthia want Misha out so they can be close to Todrick. Now, the difference here though, is that Cynthia and Carson have a real life relationship outside of the house with Todrick, which is why they think he would come back to them, which, well, I think is reasonable. He would come back to them. Whereas I think there's zero chance Misha has anything to do with Kirkpatrick if he follows through with this move.
Never. I mean, it's done. I don't think she'll talk to Todrick after, but like, I don't think that they're gonna be friends or best friends. No.
So Shayna's going to go to Cynthia and tell her the whole plan, that if Kirkpatrick wins the veto, he's going to use it on Catan. They're going to put Todrick up and they're going to vote Todrick out. And Cynthia's like, all right, yeah, I'm down for that. That's fine. But she's like, but why Todrick? Why not Misha? Can't it be Misha? And Shayna's like, no, he's obsessed with Misha. He won't do Misha.
It's so funny, like how everybody is obsessed with her. And I think it must be because she's so strong. She's so good at her sport. Like, it is impressive to see somebody that's really physically capable. And so I'm wondering if this is why they have like an athlete crush on her, because it's not necessarily how she relates to people in that house. It must just be her physical capabilities. Like, I'm not sure how this dynamic has been created with first Todrick and now also Kirkpatrick.
Well, I think something that happens in the Big Brother house is that when somebody wins competitions, they win HOH, they're in a position of power, or you feel like they can win competitions and they're good with you, they make you feel very safe. Like, they'll take me in their arms and they'll protect me from the Big Brother world. And when they're not with you, you're like scared of them. You're like, oh my God, this is terrifying. And I think that that same kind of thing happens a little bit in real life as well. People in power, or people that are very strong. If you're friends with them, they just make you feel a little safer. Like, I'm with a really strong person right now, you know?
Yeah. They're on my side. And like, I guess it would be scarier if like, oh, she doesn't like me. She's not on my side and she's so strong and powerful. Like, yeah. So I can understand wanting to keep that relationship good because she's potentially going to win more things and keep him more safe. And so I get it. I get it.
So Kirkpatrick is going to, before that, Shayna does also mention to the cameras, she's so down with this move. She says, please pray for Kirk to win this veto or I am going to get picked off in this game. Like, she wants this to happen. And I think rightfully so. Mirai is then going to be have a conversation with Kirkpatrick. And this is his first conversation with somebody other than Shayna. And he is really feeling the big POV energy. He hasn't won it yet, but he says, all right. hey, Murat. But before he can start, he's ready to like lay down the plan. Mariah is, she's got her own agenda. She's, Kirkpatrick, I'm not feeling good about how Catan is being treated right now. He doesn't want to come out of his room because he's feeling attacked all the time. And anytime he does come out, he feels attacked. And I just don't like how he's being treated. And Kirkpatrick is like, this is not the conversation I want to be having with you right now. And he's barely listening to a word she's saying. She's like, look. Reset. Okay. I'm looking out for you. Guess what happens if I win this veto? She's like, yeah, sure. But will you look out for Catan? Can you look out for him when I'm gone? Okay. And he's like, yeah, that's fine. But hey, if the pieces fall the way that they're going to, I want you to trust in me. All right. Thank you. It's just hard for me to watch him be treated this way because he's a kind, gentle soul, you know? And Kirkpatrick is finally like, okay, I need to engage in this conversation. Like, it does suck. It sucks when people, are made fun of behind their back. It does suck when that happens. And she's like, yeah, I've learned, but I can take it. I can take it. He is clearly referring to her making fun of him behind his back. He is very annoying in this conversation, if you can't tell. She's like, yeah, okay, thank you. And she starts walking away. And he's literally standing there and he's holding some bags. He's standing there. He's like, so listen, the cards aren't, and she, thank you. And she's still walking and he just starts slowly walking away.
Well, it's like with him, I think, he doesn't necessarily know how to engage with people. And so like, cause he could have really taken that conversation and that could have been a really good bonding moment. He could have even explained how he was feeling that like, yeah, like it does suck to, you know, have people make fun of you. And like, I've experienced that obviously myself. And like, they could have had a full blown conversation that could have still come around to what he intended on doing. And you know, it would have been a perfect moment to maybe build some bonds with Mariah instead of just it being awkward and him not really listening and him just kind of like pushing his agenda kind of, but like not really listening to where she's coming from and like what's important to her right now. So I think he's fumbling his social connections a little bit this day.
Yeah, it's this is like a scene in a movie where like there's a fantasy scene of this conversation where he's like, listen, Mariah, guess what? I've got a new plan. All right. Like, you're going to have to trust me. Yeah. But if the pieces fall the way they're going to, the way the cards are stacked, things might happen. All right. And she's like, oh my God, really?
He's like, yes,
I am going to save you. And I forgive you for everything that you have done to me too. I am that magnanimous. Oh my, you're the best. This is amazing. But instead, she's just worried about Catan. And he's like, stop.
I want to be your savior.
When the pieces fall, you're going to have to trust me.
Definitely did not go how it was going in his head or your head.
No, then he goes and talks to Cynthia, who has already heard about this plan from Shayna. He says, listen, this is take two on the reveal. All right. I'm getting a lot of pressure to put Carson up on the block. But so you're going to put him up? No. So you're going to put me up? No. What are we doing? Well, who are you going to put up? He pauses. Works. I'm fully doing an impression. Well, let's just see what happens today. If I win veto today, get ready. She interrupts. And if I win, get ready. Just know that if I win veto today, I'm trying to help you guys out.
He loves the idea of people just praising him and being like loyal to him. And oh my gosh, Chris, you're amazing for a veto that he hasn't even won yet. Like,
this is especially hilarious considering his performance.
That's exactly what I'm thinking about. This Marion, nope. Chris.
All right. Take three. He goes to Catan. And this is the worst of all of them.
It's so bad.
So first of all, in the middle of the living room, there Todd and Lamar are standing right there. He stops and Catan, he goes, "Hey." And Catan's like, "Yeah." And then he looks at, "Oh, there's too many people around." And they just stand there in silence for like 10 seconds. Let's just move. We move over to the kitchen so they can talk privately. And he says, "Look, Catan, if I win this veto today, I'm saving you." And Catan's like, "Why?" "No." It's like, "Because I trust you." "No, Rye deserves to stay. You should save her. That's my opinion." And then they get interrupted. They come back around to this. Kirk Crash says, am I freaking you out? Look, there's a lot of moving pieces right now. And I'll tell you is if I win, I'm taking you off the block. You're not going home. I know you kind of want to go home, but you'll be here a few more days because there's a bigger plan in play. Okay. So if I pull you off, I need you to vote for me. I need to vote for you? No. Oh, look, I just need you to trust me. Okay. I don't know that I do. You don't trust. Well, that's fine. Just do what's in your heart. Okay. I just might need you, but how are you going to move me off if just don't worry about it. Okay. And he walks away. Just don't worry about it. And Catan is still standing there just like, but how am I supposed to not worry about it? And Kirkpatrick's gone. He's like, dude. And then like 20 seconds later, Kirk pops his head back in the door. He says, Oh, and don't say anything about this to anybody. All right.
It's like, what's going on here? Like, Catan's not on the same level of like what Kirkpatrick is putting down at all. And like, it was just so awkward and uncomfortable. And just also knowing that, you know, he's not being talked to very well in the house by some people. I just like feeling bad for Catan, and, you know, Kirkpatrick's trying to save him and let him know that he wants him to be here and wants to save him. And like, it didn't even land at all. Not at all. So awkward.
It's 2011 just said it's like an SNL skit.
No, true.
I like it. Apparently, actually, I saw a clip of this. Chris Catan has actually done an impersonation of Chris Kirkpatrick on SNL in a skit. It's not like a large one, but pretty funny. Yeah, this is wild. It's really funny to me that that he goes to both Mariah and Kirk and Catan, and actually very sweet that both of them are just so concerned about each other that they don't even hear what Kirkpatrick is saying.
It is a nice little relationship that's kind of developed between the two of them. You know, they're just both kind of protecting each other and like comforting each other. And it's kind of a very unlikely duo that I kind of wish that we got to see a little bit more in the house, just because it's nice to see these pairs and these friendships, and even talking about like, oh, like if you're in the same city, we could go to like a show or something together. Like they might stay friends, which is really, really surprising and nice.
Yeah, well, he's a lot older than
true. It might be a little lox, but
heading into the eviction last night, the live veto, it was looking like if Kirkpatrick won, Todrick would definitely be out. However, there's also the idea, and this is something that wasn't really talked about, but it's a pretty obvious. If Shayna wins, if Carson wins, if Cynthia wins, they can all do the same thing. They can all take Catan off the block so that Todrick goes up and Todrick leaves. It's just a matter of like, is Kirkpatrick willing to let them be the ones to do it? or what? Like, so we're not exactly sure what might happen if one of them win. And then, of course, Shayna wins the veto. And we know how much Shayna wants this to happen. And so I'm fully expecting Shayna to say, I'm using the veto on you, Chris Kattan.
I watching that episode, like, I was nervous. I was sweating. I was like, oh my goodness. And like, I'm playing along with it as well. And where's the Marami? Where's the Marami? Oh my God. Okay. They're tied. And like, I really just wanted this to happen so badly. I screamed when she won the veto. And then continue, please.
She doesn't use the veto.
She doesn't use the veto, guys. She doesn't use the veto.
And my head is racing, like, how, like, all of the different ways that this could have gone wrong, all the different ways that this wouldn't have happened. Did Kattan ask to be voted out and they're all just going to vote Kattan out? Did Todrick find out and something went down? Does Shayna not want to do it herself because that might expose her too much? Did they just change their mind, or did Kirkpatrick say, no, only I can do it? Like, what's happening right now? We do get an answer. When the feeds come back, before we talk about the new HOH, Kirkpatrick says the reason that the plan did not go down is that he just couldn't do that to Todrick. Todrick's been too good to him. He didn't want to break his word.
I actually did not see that. So, oh my Lanta. That, I mean, whatever, anything you want to do for your own game, that's totally fine. And like, the fees were down so much yesterday that I thought that maybe Mirai had said that, you know, I really don't want to be here anymore. And like, I feel like I got the experience that I came here for. And like, I would want Kattan to stay. Like, maybe that's what would happen. And that's kind of what I was thinking must have gone down from when the feeds went down to when the whole veto was played and the live show. And so that's what I was thinking. Not that he chickened out. That was really it. That's not fun.
Yeah, he said it to Carson and Cynthia and Jenny. So yeah, would have been great, but just couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it to him. So,
I mean, I get it. It would be a really bold move to make that happen. And but then the fact that he's saying it to Carson and Cynthia, who are the ones that are in the most danger if he stays around. And it's just kind of like, what do you want them to be excited for this? Like, you know, you gave them so much false hope. And it's like, and then you just take that away because like, we couldn't do that to them.
He says straight up that like, that if he had done it, then he'd probably be in some trouble. Cause again, we'll talk about what's happening here with the HOH, but that it wouldn't have mattered to him. It's just that couldn't break his word. That's where we're at. Now, the reason he could be in trouble is that when the feeds came back, we have a new HOH winner, and that HOH winner is Misha again.
That's what I predicted. I was like, do you know what? Like, the fact that this didn't go down this way, I do feel as though Misha's going to be the new head of household. And like, I appreciate anybody that's really good at these competitions, people that are strong and have physical strain. Like, I think that's awesome. But like, it just seems very one-sided. And it seems as though this was kind of like a physical endurance competition. And so it's like, it just didn't seem like anybody had a shot. From what I heard, Cynthia was out second. She's like, oh, I wasn't going to stay up there longer in that torture device. Like, there was no point. I wasn't going to be able to outlast people. And it's like, that's just not fun when people don't feel like they can save themselves in the game. It's just not, it's not exciting to watch. And I would think also, if I was Misha, it's not really that fun to play with people that aren't able to compete with you physically. You know what I mean? And so it's just kind of like, it's just not fun.
Yeah. So with Misha as the HOH, that means that by day 17, which is more than halfway through the season, Misha will have been HOH for 14 of those 17 days, which is roughly half the entire game with two HOH wins.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if she's going to be able to get the votes because it doesn't seem like she's well-liked. But if the people that she's well-liked maybe come around, you know, I don't know if that's going to be the case. But she could still probably win this game. Like, if she keeps on winning all these competitions, like, people are not going to be able to not give her the win, I think. So she's on that trajectory, in my opinion, to win.
Yeah, well, so this competition was the one you're holding the button while you take the clothes off. And it was Todrick and Shayna, or sorry, Todrick and Misha that were in first and second. Second and first. It was not particularly close. Shayna was like, I hope they don't show my time. This was a blowout. That's the situation here. Obviously, this is not looking great for Carson, who is definitely going to be Misha's target for now. Now, the thing is, Kirkpatrick, and this is part of it too. I think that honestly, everything I detailed about Kirkpatrick's failed conversations may have contributed toward him not doing the move at all, because he didn't get any of the responses that he wanted. Mm. And so it was kind of like, if I'm not going to be like applauded for this, then why am I going to do it? You know what I mean? I feel like that could have been part of it. So, the thing though is that he talked to so many people about this. Katan knows, Cynthia and Carson know, Mirai knew. I don't know. I don't think Mariah had a chance to really, I mean, she didn't really know. She knew he was up to something, but she was too focused on the other stuff. But there are enough people that know this that it could very easily get back to Misha and Todrick that he was going to backdoor Todrick if possible. And certainly if you're Carson and Cynthia and you are about to be nominated, you have a lot of incentive to be like, well, did you know that Kirkpatrick was talking about trying to get you up on the block and out on Monday night? And that could, you know, theoretically change things around a little bit. You know, Carson has one competition win. Cynthia has zero. Shayna and Kirkpatrick both have one at this point. And if they think that they're completely against them at this point anyway, then you might as well maybe take a shot there. Or at least if Carson wins a veto or something like that, then, you know, instead of targeting Cynthia, you target Kirkpatrick or Shayna instead of Carson. Or maybe with Carson and Cynthia on the block, you feel like I can make a deal with Carson and Cynthia to use the veto on them and then take a shot at Kirkpatrick and Shayna and, you know, get into a better place. There are a lot of different options here for Carson and Cynthia. The problem is that I don't know that they are thinking about the game in those terms as of right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're going to be willing to throw Kirkpatrick under the bus, which is what would need to happen. I think they might be scared that they would lose votes if that's the case, if they are up there, you know, losing that trust. And so I hope that maybe a Katan spills the beans a little bit by accident. That could be interesting. And maybe there's some blowback onto Kirkpatrick to see maybe something different. But as of right now, Misha's really for her team. I can't imagine anybody other than Cynthia and Todrick going up at this point. And right now, we're just hoping. Sorry, Carson. Are we hoping that Katan wins the veto and take Carson? Like, is that what I got? Is that what I got?
I'm hoping that Carson wins the veto, because I think that Todrick will have incentive to not want Cynthia out necessarily. She's not a big threat. Andy has a pretty decent relationship with her at this point. And there's at that point, there's so many things in the air that could happen. Like maybe they decide to go ahead and take a shot at Kirk or something like that. Or maybe it gets out that he was going to do that and then they stab him first. I feel like there's a lot of opportunity there for intrigue. But if Carson does not win the veto, I think, and it doesn't look like him and Cynthia are going to rat them out, then it may just be straightforward and Carson's gone, which would be unfortunate.
Do you think that Todrick then didn't win that competition just because he was like, he didn't think that he could make the actual move and just kind of allowed, you know, Misha to be able to win it?
Very possible, which may encourage him to not want to do anything other than Carson for sure. Like, because he's talked about this, like he's willing to take the shot at Carson, but he would love to not have to. So if it came down to him and Misha and it was just the two of them, I could definitely see him throwing that there and being like, okay, this is the week Carson has to go because I don't want to have to do it. And then even if he does learn that Kirkpatrick and Shayna turned on him, that he may be like, yeah, but still, this is the time we can get Carson.
sad, sad days. I mean, I of course it's entertaining and exciting, but I would love to have a little bit more back and forth. And so with this being a competition that's going to be about agility and about, you know, being able to be a little bit more flexible. And it seems like Misha is in, and Todrick are in the best shape out of the people that are left in the house. It's just unfortunate that it wasn't well matched, for everybody to have a really good shot. So this is where we are.
Well, Kirkpatrick, Shayna, Carson, and Cynthia are all going to commiserate over Misha winning this HOH. Kirkpatrick says, yeah, I just want them to take me out at this point. I'm just tired of this. Like,
I mean, I don't think that's the case, but like, they're not going to take him out. Is he just saying this so he can feel like he's part of like the losing side? Like, I don't even know why he's bothering to say this.
I mean, I think he was so pumped about his big move and then nobody cared and then he didn't do it. And now Misha won again and Todrick's going to be safe and she's going to be with Todrick and she's not going to be with him. And he's just like,
oh, right, right. I forgot that there's a little bit of jealousy there with their relationship.
Cynthia's kind of feeling the same way, but she says, the thing though is that I want to stay here long enough to see Misha evicted. That's it. Then I'm good. And Carson is like, can we just not talk about game anymore? He says that many times.
Well, I think he wants to enjoy his time there. He's not as cutthroat of a player as it seems like everybody else is. You know, he knows that they're coming for him. He knows that he's going to have the only chance that he really has is going to be to win the veto. And so what's there to really talk about? You know, those are pretty much, he knows what his options are. And so I'd want to just be enjoying my time as well.
He says to Cynthia, like, I don't even get why are people talking strategy at all when everything's going to change on Thursday anyway. Like, who cares? Cynthia says, you know, it would be nice to leave on Friday. And Carson's like, yeah, it would be. They're gonna be like, oh, we're putting you up. Okay. Like, that's
ooh, but that could work though. Maybe a little bit of reverse psychology. And then if like, oh, if they're not, it's not necessarily fun to take people out that are not fighting. Right. So if they just kind of like lay down, it's kind of like, oh, the kill isn't that great. So maybe it could sway them and switch things around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but we're just hoping.
Yeah. He does say, and this is something that he said a few times, that he thinks that the one kind of hope for them is that they should be nice and let Catan go home this week. That should be, or this cycle, right? Like that should be the play. Mm-hmm. I think there's a 0% chance that they're going to do that, though.
But, I'm just looking for all the possibilities just to hang all my hopes on and know that they're going to be, you know, fall. I know it's not going to happen, but like, that's a thought. That's okay thought.
Yeah. Lamar, yes, has also talked about it's still not really wanting to be there. His fall the other night has hurt his back. It's still hurting. And he's not really like, not loving that kind of feeling like if this keeps hurting, I don't know if I want to stay here. Not that he really wanted to stay here in the first place. So there's many people in this house who are kind of like, I could go.
I mean, especially like, you know, Lamar is like an athlete and he hasn't really been winning things. And like, I think that he enjoys doing well at certain things. And so the fact that he hasn't done well at anything, it's just like, it's probably not that fun to be in a house with people that you don't really care about. Really, your ex-wife isn't in the house. You're having trouble with like your melatonin and your milk. Like, it's just like, it's probably not that great of an experience for him. So I can imagine him being like, oh, my back hurts, like maybe this is time to say like bye, because he doesn't think he's gonna win the game.
Yeah. So that's pretty much what we've got. Again, I would expect nominations to be Carson and Cynthia coming from Misha. Mm-hmm. If it was Todrick, you might expect somebody other than Cynthia next to Carson, considering the things that he said. But since it's Misha, I would expect Cynthia to be up there next to Carson. And the big thing to look out for will be either the veto, if Carson can win it, or if the information gets back to Misha and Todrick that Kirkpatrick and Shayna were looking to snake them on Monday night. That could be, a shift in things. But For now, it's looking like it's a Misha week. It's all coming up, Misha.
It's all coming up, Misha. I mean, the one good thing about her being HOH right now and potentially could win this season is that she's on my draft team. So I have Carson, Cynthia, and Misha. So hopefully I got a winner there. So that's one thing that's to look forward to for myself.
Yeah, my draft team is Todrick and Misha. I'm all in on that one.
You're fine. I'm fine.
They made the final two together. I'm set. Yeah.
Right? Oh my God. You're in a very good position.
Speaking of which, Shayna and Cynthia mentioned the other day that they would never vote for Misha in the final two. They would vote Todrick over Misha. However, there perhaps is a little bit of a shift here. When Cynthia was talking about Misha's performance in the competition, there was a little bit of sort of like begrudging respect. Like she's like, she's overqualified to be here. She's amazing. I got to give her respect for that. So if she keeps beasting out these competitions, I do think that despite her lack of social game, she would still have a chance to beat Todrick, or potentially other people, but maybe not. So we'll see. It really does feel like the two of them against each other is both of their best shots at this point.
Yes. And I do think that there is a shot for Misha now. Especially since she's starting to gain the respect for people that aren't particularly fans of her socially. So we might be winning a draft. Yay! That's awesome.
All right. So that's about what we've got for you. Chantel, anything else you want to bring up?
Not really. I mean, I think is a little bit interesting is that Misha does shout outs to her children every morning, and that like Todrick's hijacking these like shout outs, like as if they're like dating. It's very interesting how close he feels with her and like coming around and hugging her from behind. I find it entertaining to watch their dynamic because it wouldn't seem like she would be interacting with Todrick in this way. And she likes it and she's fine with it. So that's one thing I've been watching is like the dynamics between those two, because it's just a little bit, it's unusual. I've never seen it before.
Yeah. Well, that's what we've got for you. Later tonight, we will be back for the first roundtable of the first of very few roundtables of the season. That'll be at 8 p.m. Eastern. I think 3 total. We will be doing a stock watch, of course. Maybe one postseason as well to make a fourth, but stock watch will be happening. So we'll be rating these players. We'll be talking about the whole week of Celebrity Big Brother, and it should be a good time. So make sure you come and join us for that. Of course, tomorrow morning, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on what happens today on the Celebrity Big Brother feeds. We'll be getting the nominations, I assume, and I can let you know if anything else has gone down. And then tomorrow night, during or after the episode, the Wednesday night episode, Hannah Chata will be joining us to talk about the Wednesday night episode. So that should be a good
would
time.
Would it be live
well.
From Todrick's house?
Perhaps. Yes. That may be the case. Who knows? I was actually funny when Shayna won the veto and I thought, oh, Todrick's done. I was like, when Hannah's on the podcast, is she still going to be at Todrick's house if he comes home? Like, is he going to be there? Like, no, actually, he's not going to be home. Okay, never mind.
I know. And like, you're just thinking about like, oh my God, this could be so wild. Like, is he going to go directly back home? Will he be there? Like, is he going to be in the house? Like, giving like maybe some realty? And no, that's not what we get.
Yeah. Robert asked, why wait so long for the first roundtable? This is like one of the first nights that we've had tonight with no episode. It's like that's Saturday true. Or that's it. So that's why. And also normally we wait a week to talk about the episodes. It's just Celebrity's got like a billion cycles. So but that's what we've got for you. Thank you so much for joining us here. Chantel, where can people find you?
You can find me at ShanFranFran on Instagram, where it will have all my socials. And if you want to hang out with myself and Sarah Atwood from Nerdtainment, we will be watching the second and third episode of this week of Australian Survivor live on her Twitch. So at the Sarah Atwood on Twitch is where you'll find us at 7 p.m. Eastern to watch those two episodes. So that's what I've been really diving into because the gameplay is so fun. Watching Sarah and her daughter, Sandra and her daughter have been amazing. And so really enjoying watching and like my facial reactions live is pretty hysterical at some things. So fun times.
Yes. All right. And you can, of course, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I've been watching the episodes live with you all. It was a fun time last night, even though things did not necessarily go in the exciting way that people were hoping. It was still very exciting to watch. I said this on the stream, but like, when is the last time you watched an episode of Big Brother where you saw a competition that you were super excited about? You didn't know what the outcome would be and you didn't know what the results of the outcome would mean. You then watched a ceremony where you didn't know what the outcome would be and either outcome could be absolutely wild in either direction. And then you also watched a vote because Catan then says he'd be voted out. And because of what Shayna just did, you're like, I don't know if they're going to just vote Catan out now. And so you head into a vote and you don't know what's going to happen and you're excited about what might happen. Three things that you can't tell. And it wasn't despite the feeds. It wasn't because you know the feed. It wasn't like, oh, I know the feeds, but it was still exciting. It was because you knew about what was happening on the feeds that day. Mm-hmm. And it was exciting. That's pretty rare. Even though, again, it didn't go in the way that, that people may have wanted. It was still very, exciting to be able to watch an episode of Big Brother that had that much excitement in it.
I totally agree. Like I was in it and I did think it was, even though we didn't get the outcome, as you've mentioned, it was the most exciting episode I've seen in a quite a long time. So it had all the elements of like a good episode. So it was thumbs up still.
Yeah. So it was a good time watching live on Twitch over there. And of course, the Taryn Show today, we will be dropping the Nicole Maines podcast. So make sure you check that out. She is Dreamer on Supergirl. Very fun podcast there. You can check out my YouTube channel, Taryn's Quest. And find me on Twitter and all that stuff. So thank you again for joining us here. And I will see all of you next time.